This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Pushing its idealistic utopian vision of free college tuition, the fantasy completely ignores the known pitfalls.
In a rapidly changing world, we should have free tuition at public colleges and universities. That should be a right of all Americans, regardless of the income of their families.
If the liberal Marxist state rules over our system of higher learning, conservatism won't just be non-existent. Conservatives will be hunted down.
Here at Sproul Pause, it has always been the heart of student activism at UC Berkeley. Just a few seconds ago, we heard some drumming stuff here, always a very active and lively place. Well, a few days ago, one activist found himself on the receiving end of some violence.
This was the scene on Upper Sproul Plaza, a shoving match. And then a sucker punch. The man in black is the suspect UC Berkeley officers are looking for tonight. The man in the white cap on the receiving end of that punch is Hayden Williams, a volunteer from conservative group Turning Points USA.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't want people to forget the people who continue to enable you-know-who. In a tweet asking, is anyone archiving the you-know-who sycophants when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future? Do you foresee a decent probability of many deleted writings and tweets and photos in the future? Is she trying to make sure they are held accountable, or is she sort of advocating cancel culture?
But this is a bit about archiving or making a list, kind of reminds you of the Red Scare and McCarthyism.
And I think those people in his administration that not only drafted some of those policies, but were complicit in those policies shouldn't be forgotten. And I do think that people need to be held accountable for their actions. And I don't think it is reminiscent of McCarthyism at all.
I think you have to be specific about who you're going to target as collaborators.
What is their next job going to be, and what is it like going into the job market, not from a normal White House where typically you've got a lot of offers, but coming from the Trump White House?
The historian David Blight from Yale recently spoke about Trump and the GOP as the new Confederacy. Now, this was a very poisonous accusation. Think of it. First of all, a member of the party of the Confederacy is accusing the leader of the party of Lincoln of being a Confederate. But I think that what he was trying to do is sow the kind of hatred that makes Trump supporters into enemies, enemies of the country. And then this licenses, in the name of tolerance, believe me, a kind of wave of anger and retribution against these people, because they are seen not as critics, not as dissenters, not as people who are wrong, who need to be persuaded, but as enemies who have to be taken out.
As the Epoch Times pointed out, Mitchell Langbert of the National Association of Scholars found that political registration by doctorate-holding professors in top-tier liberal arts colleges is overwhelmingly Democratic, with 39% of the colleges in his study being Republican-free. The study also found that political affiliation skewed heavily Democratic, with more than 78% of academic departments having no politically conservative representation.
During the 1960s and 1970s in the United States, students were being educated within the framework of Fabian and Frankfurt School socialism and cultural Marxism, with the heady mix of open sexuality and anything goes societal upheaval. They gravitated to Frankfurt School demagogues such as Marcuse, heralded as the father of the New Left and the leading academic in the sexual revolution. He encouraged not only revolutionary militancy of groups like the Black Panthers and the Weather Underground, but also inspired widespread agitation, student unrest, and control of campuses. It's not surprising that these new ideas were eagerly internalized among the ranks of newly liberated young men and women in our colleges and universities. This was the precursor of the stifling political correctness that has set the tone for the cultural and political instability we have witnessed over the past decades.
The irony is, the left's naive vision of a permanent brown shirt anarchist class graduating from the halls of state indoctrination will perpetually attack the very capitalist taxpayers that supported them.
Everyone,
The colleges will morph from Marxist hellholes where the only inevitable outcome is the toppling of the left.
Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the hero sheep that wear the mask and go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
And the installation of a foreign Chinese-backed communist agent known as Joe Biden. Once they get him in, they're going to trigger giant false flag bombings, mass shootings, and then they're going to come with mass arrest. They're going to plunge the stock market by 80% and then have the general public beg for martial law to stop it, and they are never going to stop. Persecutions, roundups, camps. If you think the Republicans led by McCarthy in the House, and if you think that knock-kneed Senate up there isn't going to roll over to this, you're gravely mistaken. The gloves are off. Apple runs death camps. That's all you got to know. The liberals that run things own death camps. They run death camps. Everything you've seen in China is now coming for you and your family. And we'll see what you're made of now. Because folks have finally figured out we're not playing games. This isn't a joke. They put Joe Biden in. The Chi-Coms are going to drop the hammer. Because they think you're soft and they think you're weak. Big article from National File. It's an article on InfoWars. There's a bunch of news articles about it in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. Well, you know, Apple is lobbying against a law that doesn't let companies use slave labor. And, you know, Trump signed an executive order 6 months ago about human trafficking and also slave labor. And, you know, we want that repealed, and Joe Biden's going to repeal it so Apple can run slave camps. 3 million Muslims, 1 million Buddhists and Christians combined in camps all over China for simply being religious and not worshiping the Communist Party. So remember that when you see snot-nosed Antifa with their Mao Zedong patches. Remember that when you hear about how we're fascist and Trump's bad and all this. No, the people that run Biden are the ones that have the death camps. And that's the number one issue. They back authoritarian regimes. The United Nations Human Rights Panel has got countries like Saudi Arabia and Communist China on it. It's a joke. It'd be like making Hitler the head of the New York Holocaust Museum. So that's how this works. And they build the Apple component factories through their contractors directly on to these facilities. And everyone is quite proud of it. And that's who your liberal academics are. That's who your leftists are. That's who your trendies are. That's who they are. They're soulless monsters who are useful idiots. The average trendy, 99.99% of your trendies are just the underminers to bring the country down. They're going to get nothing once things collapse. In fact, they're the type of people the globalists disdain the most. They'll be the first ones that get put in a forced labor camp, ladies and gentlemen. You see, we are a 246-year-old country, and folks tend to think they're invincible. They tend to think bad things can't happen to them. You know, you see that in a lot of young people. They've never been in a big car wreck. They've never been mugged. They've never been raped. They've never had something bad happen to them. But boy, when it finally does, they just can't believe it. That reality hit them between the eyes. And America is fat, dumb, and stupid. And is getting walked to the guillotine right now. We are already putting our feet on the first steps. And we're marching up to that Bill Gates executioner, and he's smiling and licking his dirty lips. So all of you, and the FBI, and the ATF, and the local police, and the bureaucrats, you have let the defense shields of the Republic lower. You're cowardice. You're going along with the system. You're being bought out. Has lowered our shields, and we are now flooding like a sinking ship. And so just remember when you're homeless, just remember when you have nothing, just remember when there's no running water and there's no electricity for almost everybody, just remember that you betrayed God and you betrayed the children and you betrayed the truth and you didn't stand up and you let this happen. We're under martial law, and now they're ratcheting the martial law back up. And in 58 days, if they have their way and the neocons and rhinos are able to make sure that Trump doesn't get his proper Supreme Court hearing with the absolute total fraud manifest, you need to understand that they know you've woken up a lot of people. They know they're in trouble. They know globalism's on its heels. And so they're counterstriking. And now that they've got their foot on our neck using the virus, using the fear, they are never going to let off of you again. That's how authoritarianism works. It's guaranteed. It's a guarantee that it's all over, all of it. So all the compliance with the system and all the going along with it is operant conditioning to prepare your mind. 11 years ago, I put out a little documentary called Endgame 2.0. It's since been taken off the internet. It was internet only. Didn't put a DVD out. And in that film, we laid out their plan to collapse society and their plan to trigger an economic collapse using a virus. And the reason I knew that was it had just come out in the Operation Lockstep, which is now about 11 years ago. And then this morning I was watching the David Knight show about 8:30, and he aired his entry 9 years ago to the Operation 1776 film festival we had online. And he got fourth place, if memory serves, but the film was very important. And it shows the psychological ruling class, who the globalists are, what they have planned for you and your family. Really did a great job. It's a 6-minute video. And so I thought I would air the whole thing. You only heard about a minute of it today and reminded me of how good it is. And I also wanted to give you this quote. I'll talk about it when we come back. If the situation was hopeless, their propaganda would be unnecessary. It's because we were turning the tide that they've gone thermonuclear. And I can look into the future and the hell that's coming and know that we'll end up beating them. But you can't wait until you realize that I'm not exaggerating. You can't wait until you finally figure out that this isn't a game. I'm not trying to scare you, folks. They're going to try to implement what I just said. Now, will they get it done? I don't know. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We've got all this election fraud evidence that's the biggest yet. We've got Trump's path to victory, but it's narrowing because of the neocons and others turning against him and people in his own administration that want a future job who are being threatened. It's all coming up. Then I'll say this. This special is over a week overdue. I met with the folks today in the warehouse. They said, listen, you got to end the sale because a bunch of the things are about to sell out, and it'll be months till we get more evidence. We want to go back to full price so that we actually can, you know, make some money and fund our operation. You got to stop the special. I haven't had time. I've been working so hard fighting the global, traveling around the country. So this is the final day of American Crisis Emergency Lockdown 2. Is here. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguises lockdown too. Free shipping, triple Patriot points, up to 60% off on Turbo Force, on DNA Force, on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, on Knockout, on Brain Force, on Supermel Vitality. Now back in stock, we're being sold out for a year. Alpha Power. Basil Beats back in stock, 50% off. Infowarsstore.com. And all of these are really essential vitamins and minerals. Amazing top-of-the-line supplements that are just unrivaled out there. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. I got to go over and have an hour-long meeting today about what can still be on sale, what can't, but most of it's got to go off sale. And this is the last day because I've waited way too long. I want to thank you all for your support. But we need funds. Get some T-shirts. Get some shortwave radios. Get some storable food. Get some air filtration. Get some water filtration. Get some books, some films, InfoWarsStore.com. This isn't a game. Get this material while you still can. Biden gets in, good chance they're going to throw a black bag over my head and I'm going to disappear. They already got feds and CIA following me everywhere I go. They sit down next to me in restaurants. When I get up in their face, they run out of the building. Be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones, and coming up next segment, I'm going to lay out the just devastating evidence of the permanent total lockdown designed to totally bankrupt you and economically bring you to your knees for the social engineers and their horrible takeover. I mean, they're just making their move. They don't care. You can see it everywhere. You cannot estimate how evil it is. And by the way, submitting only makes it worse. You can try to join them. You'll be destroyed even faster. Like the James Bond movie, Dr. No. James Bond's been captured. He says, "You expect me to talk?" And he goes, "No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. Resistance is the only shot you've got. Period." And by the time it dawns on people, even inside government and corporate bureaucracies, they're going to be so scared they're going to keep going along with their own destruction. This is a scientific, satanic, mathematical algorithm of total destruction. Where you could have one globalist left on Earth and then Satan would destroy them. The plan is total betrayal. Now, this video was put out by David Knight 9 years ago. And it gets into the psychology of all of this. It gets into the mindset of it. It gets into how they use operant Pavlovian conditioning to make you love your servitude and the type of world they're wanting to build. And the Rockefeller Foundation said they'd use the fear of a virus to get this done. Strangely enough, we found a copy of this on YouTube. It's titled Gov Skull is 1984 on Training Wheels, Infowars.com. The answer to 1984 is 1776. I'm sure they'll ban it now that we've talked about it, but it'll be living at ban.video. I'm going to give a different title that basically, you know, filmmaker predicted lockdown 9 years ago. But this is the psychological rulers who pretend they're God and then manipulate us psychologically, even though they're the most insane, the most out of control. That's what's so crazy about this is, statistically, these globalists have the worst families, they're the most unhappy people, but they want to get us so confused and so out of our environment and so upside down that they can play God because they're vandals. They project their own hatred of themselves onto us. And then we've got huge election fraud compilations. Gateway Pundits knocked it out of the park, funding this big Stop the Steal Justice League of America vote fraud investigation. That's all coming up. But here is this powerful David Knight report from 9 years ago.
Do you remember watching old World War II movies where the Germans remaining?
What have you done with your papers?
Well, how do we get to the point where you not only have to constantly provide your identity papers, but you have to be x-rayed and sexually molested to travel? Why are only a minority of us bothered by this? How did we lose our freedom and dignity? And how do we get them back? Well, the answer to 1984 is 1776. Colonial Americans would never have tolerated this from a government that, in their view, had been created to protect their God-given rights. But Americans today are very different from Americans in 1776. The difference is the education and conditioning we receive in government schools. In 1948, Orwell wrote 1984, which explores the horrors of an authoritarian government that has taken away freedom and dignity. But that same year, an American, B.F. Skinner, also wrote a novel about a totalitarian government. But Skinner viewed total government control not as a horror to be avoided, but as a goal. His later book on behavioral psychology, Beyond Freedom and Dignity, is required reading in many colleges of education in the area of behavioral psychology.
Now we have to put the world in order. It will be a long and complicated struggle, but we have the unity of a common order and a common knowledge.
There are many different theories about what a perfect society should look like, but all the social engineers agree that the key to accomplishing their vision of utopia is to get control of children at the youngest possible age, separating them from their parents and attaching them to the state. Skinner sought to abolish family, religion, democracy, capitalism, freedom, and dignity in his ideal society.
The new world begins.
Just look at the results. In 1984, the Ministry of Truth was responsible for all education, fine arts, news. One source, one authority for all information, which freed the Ministry of Truth from the concern of actually telling the truth. With the continuing centralization in education, our government is increasingly considered to be the authoritative final arbiter of what goes into textbooks and curriculum. It even influences the choice of textbooks for most private schools and some homeschoolers. At the same time, the schools have been at the forefront of adopting all aspects of the surveillance police state. No tactic is too severe for the Ministry of Love to use in protecting its students. Teddy bears with cameras, pencil sharpeners with cameras, ties with cameras, cameras everywhere, checkpoints, locker inspections, metal detectors, police, 5,000 in New York City schools alone, constant surveillance, no freedom, no dignity. Our centralized government schools have become a combination of many love and many true. Gov School is 1984 on training wheels. Textbooks today are constantly updating the past to reinforce the social engineering fad of the day. The founders who valued individual freedom have become unpersons, vanished, written out of the textbooks in favor of contemporary persons who embody political correctness. The students adored the party and everything associated with it. The songs, the banners, the drilling, the yelling of slogans, the worship of Big Brother. It was all sort of a glamorous game to them, systematically turning them into ungovernable little savages. Yet this produced no tendency to rebel against government rules. All their ferocity was turned outward against enemies of the state. How do we answer this Orwellian nightmare? The answer is 1776. There was no Federal Department of Education in 1776. There was no Department of Education even in 1976. America rose to greatness with a population that was educated at home or in small, locally controlled schools under close supervision of the parents. The literacy rate in colonial America without Gov School was higher than today. 20th century figures that were homeschooled included the Wright brothers, Thomas Edison, Douglas MacArthur, and George Patton. The generation of Americans that defeated the institutionalized fascist followers of Hitler had on average 8 years of school. A couple of generations later, and our institutionalized children are in school from age 3 to 22. 19 years, and they're arguably more dependent and definitely more socialist. So how would 1776 look today? For starters, we take back our children from the socialist planners and the social science experimenters. Government control of education is government control of our children. We stop the government control of education by stopping the flow of our money for education going to the government and only a portion coming back to us. We stop the government from defining education by selecting curriculum and textbooks. Government control of education must be abolished for the same reasons we don't have a state church and we shouldn't have state-run media. You can't have freedom of religion or freedom of speech if you don't have freedom of education. I'm not arguing that we abandon education, but that we stop abandoning our children to government institutions to raise. Do you not agree that sending your child to a government school is abandoning them to the state? Well, that's what the government says. A federal district court in Massachusetts said in a finding, parents do have a fundamental right to raise their children. They're not required to abandon that responsibility to the state. They may send their children to a private school. They may also educate their children at home. In other words, the court outlined three options for parents. Send your child to private school, teach them at home, or abandon them. That is your responsibility to the state. Parents, teachers, businesses, everyone in society values education. When it is privatized and funded by some mixture of parents, vouchers, and charities, it will be controlled by the people who know and love children the best, their parents.
Great job, David Knight. We're going to re-upload that to band.video. You have thousands of videos, tens of thousands, 70-plus thousand, I forget. It's like 65,000 videos.
Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the hero sheep that wear the mask and go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Been born, but you're living in the year 2020 when the New World Order made its move. And the United Nations, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller, Prince Philip, all of them always said, we will have our New World Order by 2020. And by 2030, we would have started massive forced depopulation. And boy, are they not doing it. I've got stacks of articles here of 59 flu shot deaths in South Korea, and they say, we don't care, we're going to force it on everybody. I've got articles about people dying all over in the trials of the COVID supposed vaccines. They're not even vaccines, they reprogram your cells like cancer. They are cancer viruses, actually, weaponized cancer viruses, but they just put it out there and go, yes, some of you are going to die. 700,000 people are going to get sick. It's going to be way more than that, but it's just okay. You just get used to it. Oh, you had a seizure. Oh, you got cancer. Oh, you're paralyzed. Well, we're not going to cover it. You'll just be a number. Because we're getting rid of your dignity. And we played that early report about B.F. Skinner and Pavlov and, you know, hell, Kinsey. I mean, we're talking about people that, in the case of Kinsey and Skinner, believed in pedophilia. They were pedophiles. Look it up. They believed in torture. They believed, one of them wrote a book titled Beyond Evil. Oh, we're beyond evil. And they are worshipped by the left. I remember one time I was hanging out with a famous movie director who wanted to meet with me. And he said, I notice you talk about Bertrand Russell on your show. He's one of the greatest humans to ever live. And I looked at him and I said, Bertrand Russell wanted to have a world government in the 30s, he wrote about it, and envisioned bat-winged stealth bombers that would fly around dropping atomic bombs on people before they even invented them. They had the equations to depopulate the earth and end war. And the director said, well, wouldn't it be better to do that than not let it have an uncontrolled war than we all die? And I'm just looking at a psychotic. I'm not going to say the name of the director. And these people are in a cult, folks. They'll look at you just like Russell looks in that photo of your TV viewer. They all act just like, it's this spirit. It's this power trip that they're in charge and they're the masters of the universe. And I guess we put up with it, so they are. But most of them end up in lunatic asylums, writing on the walls in their own feces. Look into it. Their families don't care about them. None of their friends are really their friends. They die alone. Horrible people. Klaus Schwab. Boris Johnson. By the way, sometimes I'm on air and I just say things that are wrong. And later I hear it. I'm like, how the hell did no one correct me? I was saying the Georgia Guidestones were built 30 years ago by Ted Turner calling for world government and depopulation of the planet by 80%+. It's 40 years ago. It's like I will get like the most complex stuff right or some obscure bill number. But if it's like the year 2020, that's 40 years. But my mind just can't believe that years have gone by like that. The Georgia Guidestones were only 13 years old, 14 years old, when I first started getting on air. Absolutely insane. But see, I didn't consciously lie to you like that. I just got it wrong. But let me just tell you what's coming up, and then we'll open the phones up, because you need to be heard from. I also want to invite and also welcome the massive viewership we're getting from those leaving Fox News. Our overall personal audio streams and video streams are 5 times what they were a year ago. And the show has completely gone stratospheric, which the enemy knows. And so is Newsmax. They're exploding. So is OAN. I love that. I wish there were 100 other channels. I just want to save this country. That's why CNN is calling for OAN and Newsmax to be shut down. And yeah, we're more hardcore than Newsmax, and OAN's pretty hardcore. They do a great job. Their owner's a great person. And of course, we're number one on Cloud TV. That also carries OAN and Newsmax. But on a level playing field, we dwarf their audience. All their audiences combined are not as big as ours, just on that one platform. And I tell you that because that's what I said earlier, is the unknown quote. Can't find who ever said it, but it's totally true. If the situation was hopeless, their propaganda would be unnecessary. They're the hopeless ones that serve Satan. So as negative as I am, and as bad as the stuff as I tell you, it's like the doctor telling you, you've got emphysema, and if you keep smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day, you'll be dead in 5 years. If you stop, you might live 20 years. If you don't listen, you're probably dead in 5 years. or be drinking two bottles of vodka a day, and doctor says your liver's starting to go out, you could have liver failure. I mean, it's a fact. And I'm not here telling you all this to scare you. I believe in you. And I believe you're going to take action and peacefully and ideologically and spiritually that we're going to overturn this corrupt takeover. But you've got to recognize you're under assault. So let me tell you what we've got here to deal with. I want to invite all the new viewers that tuned in who got past the Jedi mind trick of Alex Jones is off the air. He's nowhere to be found. Infowars.com, band.video. I want to invite all of you to take the next step, and that is tell everyone you know about band.video and about Infowars.com, and to encourage them to then tell others. And it's that chain reaction that's going to bring the globalists down. We're very, very close to it. They're very, very desperate. These attacks they've launched are not going well, trying to steal it. They had a national poll out. 87% of Republicans don't believe that Joe Biden won the election. That's why Brian Stelter got up last week and said, there's really no Republicans that believe Trump really won. Only a few crazy people. Everything he says is a lie. And so the fact that you're not buying it is key. And the fact that you're not demoralized is key. So just don't let them win and realize they've tried to suppress you and silence you because they fear you and they fear the truth and they think they can break your will. Don't let them break your will. Yeah, there's other fake polls out there saying 70% of Republicans don't believe election was free and fair. If you type in poll, 87% of Republicans, that's another poll. It's 87. It's in the stack from last week. It's a major scientific poll. And we're not going to stop. So if you go to Infowars.com, there's a title for the show today that hopefully you'll share. And I think the title of the broadcast says it all. Emergency transmission. Trump can still win, but he must act now, and he needs your help. By talking to high-level White House sources, Alex Jones has gathered intel that confirms his independent analysis. Share this link if you want to be free and if you want to stop the globalist. Now, there is a path to victory. Trump really did win. All the evidence is there. The public's being gaslit. But we're going to have to get Trump to not be silent like he's been told to do, thinking that that's going to influence elections. What they're telling him is, if you speak out, the courts will say they're going to rule against you because you spoke, but the Democrats are all speaking. That's a fraud, that's a lie. So the Trump is really miscalculating right now, in my view, being silent. And I've got the inside baseball on how to stop these people. We'll break it down and get the number out when we come back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can.
You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, license fees may apply, call for cost information and conditions, equals a letter, license in all 50 states, and LS Consumer Access.org, number 330.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fulfilling the will of the voters and the people. And I'm going to do that at 6 after next hour because it's going to take a couple segments, and then we're going to take your phone calls on what you think we should do and where you think we're at. But if you just tuned in on radio, you missed the video of the water cannons and the armored vehicles and the police attacking Germans who are being told that they've all got to go on welfare, they've all got to lose their jobs. They got to move out of their houses. Their businesses are not essential. They've got to basically starve to death. And at the same time, the politicians are all caught out at lavish hilltop dinners, not social distancing, not wearing masks. And they do that on purpose to train you that they are the new royalty. the horribly arrogant and fake degenerate governor of New Jersey, and Lightfoot that says pledge allegiance to the New World Order, all these arrogant people think that they own you. And they're there to exercise it in your face. We put a little compilation of this together. Sorry, not sorry, of Newsom and Lightfoot. And I mean, there's hours of this. And the Philadelphia mayor and Boris Johnson and all of them. All of them.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government.
Engaging in this type of behavior. As much as I like Metallica, I don't like it just firing randomly, but whatever. So, let's go ahead and go to that little piece that we put together of just a few of these hypocrites flaunting it in your face.
Mayor Jim McKinney is apologizing after a photo surfaced on social media showing him dining indoors in Maryland this weekend. This photo showing Kenny seated at a table made the rounds on social media. Some criticized the mayor for dining indoors while Philadelphia restaurants are still prohibited from allowing customers inside.
Democratic leaders getting slammed for not following their own coronavirus restrictions.
I made a bad mistake. Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up and walked back, got in my car, and drove back.
The last thing that Mayor Lightfoot wanted to talk about today was getting a haircut, and she didn't do a whole lot of talking about it, but she certainly didn't apologize for it either.
But a photo that surfaced on social media showing the mayor after getting a trim has some asking, what about me? The mayor was asked at least twice about the haircut this afternoon.
I'm out in the public eye, and, you know, I'm a person who I take my personal hygiene very seriously. As I said, I felt like I needed to have a haircut.
Nancy Pelosi is under fire today after surveillance video shows her at a hair salon getting a blowout and not wearing a face mask.
As it turns out, it was a setup, so I take responsibility for falling for a setup.
The woman's going bankrupt. She's now lost her salon, last time I heard. But Pelosi, she says, oh, for me, you can be open. And this is a classic example of how evil thinks it can be separate from us and do what it wants, but have us under other rules. And they're trying psychologically to condition us to accept that. I mean, Newsom just flew on taxpayer money for a week to Maui at a 5-star hotel. I mean, I can't afford to stay at a place like that. It's like $1,000 a night rooms. He went there with hundreds of state staff, and they went to luau's and parties and reportedly told everybody, oh, don't even wear a mask, wave it all, because it's crap. I always see headlines, oh, a state rep has announced, or Don Jr. has announced he's got COVID, is self-quarantining. It's like saying, oh, I've got a cold, I've got the flu, I'm self-quarantining. Oh, you get a lot of news attention when you say it. It's not 99.9% of people recover. The latest numbers, depending from Hawaii to Australia, is 0.000000 and then some numbers of real COVID deaths. Last time I checked, there's been 17 real deaths in Australia from actual COVID. Of the 1,000 or so, everything else was heart attacks, cancer, you name it. But again, people cannot believe they're being lied to at this magnitude. Let me show you just some of these headlines, and I'll get the number out, and then later, after I've gotten into the election news and how to stop the globalists there, I will get into this more. But look at these headlines. It's not like people aren't fighting back. You've had all these federal and state judges say you can't lock people down and say they're not essential. That's what Hitler said about the Jews. You're not essential. Useless eaters is the term. UK Supreme Court judge slams totalitarian COVID control freaks in government, says it's illegal, it's out of control, and it's causing mass suicide and death. And there's all these hospitals completely empty, not doing heart surgeries for stents, for blocked arteries. They estimate just from heart attacks and non-treatment of cancer, there have been triple the numbers of deaths in Europe and the United States. Look it up. The hospitals are empty, and here's the big key. What do you think happens to the insurance companies when for all over the world for 10 months they've been denying most care? Remember, oh, there was such a hysteria 7 months ago that, oh, if someone's having a heart attack, we're not going to resuscitate. That was the headlines, because we might get COVID. Oh, I can't resuscitate, give you mouth to mouth, let you die. Oh, we're going to kill the old people. You can't go see them, though. We're going to bring COVID patients in. But you might have it, so you can't come in. It's about the death of logic. These are psychologists and psychiatrists running this. They admit it. They wrote books on it, and they're doing it. The average pop psychologist has no idea. It's just they're collecting your money. But the actual technocrats on top, the people like Steve Pachinik, who's been at the top of it, he'll tell you, it's all a sick joke. So here's the headlines. UK Supreme Court slams totalitarian COVID control freaks in government. COVID-19 is a vehicle for Democrats to control individuals. Oh, I'm glad Town Hall and the Republicans finally figured it out. L.A. County to shut down all indoor and outdoor dining before Thanksgiving. But don't worry, the wineries up north owned by Newsom, they'll stay open. California exempts Hollywood movie studios from COVID lockdowns. Everybody else, though, sorry, closed. Californians defy Governor Newsom curfew order. Flood streets in 16 cities. Beautiful video we'll be playing coming up. Health officials make their final plea for holiday caution as coronavirus case spikes. They're not health officials. They're Democrat globalist political operatives in white lab coats trying to sell you a medical tyranny. Report, UN orders EU to get migrants vaccinated. Oh, they said the migrants and the black people are going to get the shot first. Black Lives Matter. Get ready for your flu shot and your COVID shot. And, of course, there's special batches for you. I had the owner of the largest chain of pediatric facilities tell me 10 years ago that they were giving blacks in East Austin weaponized cancer virus-filled polio. And he was like, excuse me? He'd been doing it mostly. He goes, wait a minute. This is 1960s live cancer? What? And they were like, shut up. He just told me, don't say his name. I already know that. It was an AP last month that most of the polio is from Bill Gates' vaccine. They still do it. And it's them giving them the same stuff in Africa in the AP photo. Apple runs slave camps and is fighting legislation to stop them in the U.S. But Tim Cook is like, I guess I'm kind of Tim Cookie and I'm wearing a black sweater today. Woo! I mean, we're lordy, lordy. I haven't hit half of this. It's all coming up. It's all coming up next hour. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. First-time callers in the first round, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Separately, this is the last day. I've not come up with new specials. I have to end it because almost all this stuff is about to sell out. Whether it's DNA Force Plus, whether it's bodies, whether it's BioTruth Selenium, whether it's Ultra 12, whether it's Supernova Vitality, whether it's X2, they're all very close. What is in new is Alpha Power after a year being sold out. We finally got that. It's amazing. Vaso Beach is back in, but the main sale has to end today. The new sale tomorrow, but I've got it as now. So take action and support us. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And get your DNA Force. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Boost your immune system. Experience what essential vitamins and nutrients that are from a synthetic source do for you. The globalists hope you don't defend yourself. Fauci hopes every day you die in a ditch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.